From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. The most positive news on the economy to date. Those words today from the White House describing a better-than-expected burst of growth late last year. Economists agreed that the news was indeed good, but as NPR's John Itzde reports, they disagree on whether the economy is truly out of the woods.
The 5.7% growth rate for October, November, and December significantly exceeded most economists' expectations. John Sylvia, who's the chief economist for Wells Fargo, says it adds to his belief in the recovery.
I'm far more confident now, having seen this number, that we will have sustained growth. There's no W here in this economic period. No double-dip recession.
What boosted Sylvia's outlook were some other numbers further down in the GDP report. For instance, consumer spending grew at a 2% annual rate in the fourth quarter, and business investment in equipment and software also grew nicely. Sylvia says that suggests confidence is returning, which is necessary to create a self-sustaining recovery. But Mark Sandy of Moody'sEconomy.com is skeptical.
I don't think the coast is clear. For that to occur, we need to see businesses start hiring again. I anticipate that this spring, but until that occurs, I don't think we conclude that we're home free here.
Sandy says the consumer spending number was good news, but points out that most of the 5.7% growth rate at the end of last year was due to businesses readjusting their inventory levels, ordering more from producers to restock their warehouses than they did at the depths of the recession. He argues that to make sure the recovery continues, there needs to be more government stimulus.
The risks are still high that we could backtrack into a recession. The foreclosure crisis, the lack of credit, these are all very serious threats. And most notable is the lack of hiring, at least so far. So that's why I think it's very important for policymakers to remain aggressive.
Sandy believes that if the job creation proposals President Obama unveiled during his State of the Union speech were quickly enacted, it could boost growth. He thinks it could increase from 2.5% this year to over 3%, enough to start bringing down the unemployment rate from 10% where it is today. But Wells Fargo's John Sylvia says more stimulus is not needed and not a good idea.
It's hard to justify adding permanent workers with these temporary programs. A lot of businesses are going to look at this and say, how can I hire somebody today if you're going to take away this temporary program in a year or two?
Undeterred by arguments like that, President Obama was pushing his jobs proposals today, and he had a tough audience, the Republican congressional retreat in Baltimore, where he outlined a new job tax credit for small businesses.
And here's how it would work. Employers would get a tax credit of up to $5,000 for every employee they add in 2010. They'd get a tax break for increases in wages as well.
In addition, the president is proposing that $30 billion of the rescue loans that banks are repaying be made available to small community banks so they can make loans to small businesses. The Congress will get these and other job creation proposals officially when the president sends his budget to Capitol Hill on Monday. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.